This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, covers the NFL draft, college football for A to Z Sports, Ryan Roberts. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Before we get into some combine draft talk, I'd like for you, because I know close to the Notre Dame program, Terry Joseph has landed here with the Saints, be coaching in the secondary. And he spent some time with the Irish there, and everybody, yeah. Oh, he's a college coach. What? He's coaching NFL players. Look, all the guys that went on from that secondary on to the NFL. Most people remember Kyle Hamilton, but that was also three other guys that he coached that went on to the NFL. A little bit about Terry Joseph's stay at Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, he was very well respected. Obviously, like you said, he kind of started this little bit of a wave of, I mean, because Notre Dame has had quite the surgence on the back end. You know, obviously him working mostly with the safeties during his time in Notre Dame, but Kyle Hamilton before that, obviously, you know, there was, I mean, you had Julian Love, you had Troy Pride. Yeah, like there's a lot of really good football players in that secondary. And Coach Joseph, I know from everyone that I've talked to in the program that's been there for a while, kind of, you know, the guys that have just consistently been there on the recruiting side and not as much on the coaching side anymore, I guess. But he was always a guy that people thought was a really good technical coach, a guy that was really like down to the details, right? The fundamentals, the step here, step there, false steps, like all that type of stuff is something that he was kind of known for. So, and obviously he did a good job getting some talent in the room, you know what I mean? So I think he has a good eye for talent, and he was always a really respected coach from a technical perspective.
Staying on the Notre Dame beat, Charlie and I were going through this in our little mock draft, but Benjamin Morrison, had he not had the injury with the hip surgery and everything, he would be a surefire first-round pick. But I also know how the NFL is, and I saw it happen last year with two defensive backs, Cooper DeJean, who I had it ranked in the first round. I thought he'd be a first-round pick. Fell into the second because of the leg fracture. And then I was right on that one, but I was wrong on that one, but I was right on this one because I thought the foot surgery, the Kool-Aid McKinstry, would keep him out of round one, and it did. The Saints traded up in round two to get him. Your thoughts on Morrison, who, man, he is another guy that you watched him play. He kind of shut down one side of the field for you. The big question mark is how healthy is he? And with a hip injury, that ability to turn and switch and, you know, go with a receiver, that's always going to be a little bit of a question when you're coming off that type injury.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, it was pretty easy to see early in his career that he was going to be a tremendous player. I mean, one of his first matchups was, and he didn't start the game, but he came in and he played a lot against Marvin Harrison Jr. when he was a true freshman, and he did a great job. Had two actually really nice performances against Marvin Harrison Jr., both in his freshman and sophomore years. And he is one of, because he comes from a very athletic family. His dad played in the NFL for a little bit. I think he's got a couple sisters that play like college basketball, one that plays volleyball. So like he comes from a really, really athletic family, but he's really smart as well. Like you can tell that he is a player's son, a guy that's kind of seen it, right? And from an early stage, you just saw, you know, obviously he had good hit fluidity, he had good movement skills overall, but like he was an advanced technical player. You know, his press, his work in press, and his understanding of spacing and how to understand, you know, what is trying to be developed in front of you. Like, he did it from a very early age, which was super impressive. The biggest knock on him coming into the season, which wasn't able to be answered, is he has a little bit of average to below average play strength, right? And the fact that not only the hip injury that you talked about that required surgery that shut him down early this season, he also had a preseason, this past year, a preseason shoulder surgery as well. So we're talking about in, you know, a 12-month calendar year, he's had shoulder surgery and a hip surgery. And hips obviously can be super tricky, like you mentioned, right? Like having the ability to turn and run, to plant and go, like those things are so important at the cornerback position. So I do think it's going to cause him to slide. I think most people kind of in the know are kind of projecting him somewhere in the early to mid second round.
Yeah, I agree.
I think someone could get a tremendous value with him, obviously, at that spot. But I do think that the medicals are a little bit worrisome. And anytime you're projecting a corner with a hip injury, I mean, like that's kind of a tough sell. But
yeah,
as long as he's healthy, he's a tremendous football player, and he's got great eyes, and he's a really good, just kind of diverse corner. The question is, obviously, is that medicals and the longevity.
Jalen Walker, and had he been there when I did my mock, I'd have had him with the Saints, because they now with the new 3-4 defense, you need a nose guard. Mason Graham's way off the board, but Walker would be a guy that would be a good fit, and he's versatile. I mean, because everything is hybrid today, Ryan. You play 4-man front, or you stand up the 3-4 defensive end, outside linebacker. But your thoughts on Jalen Walker from Georgia?
I think he's going to be a player that whether you are a 3-4 base or you're a 4-3 base or even a 4-2-5 base, like I think that you are going to love Jalen Walker, because at Georgia, he obviously had experience rushing off the edge, especially in sub-package situations, but he also played a lot of on the second level, you know, like not a 3-4 outside linebacker. Like he's playing legit like a stacked backer, like a Will linebacker. So he's had experience playing from the second level. He's had experience on ball. He's had experience rushing off the edge. He's also had experience as a spy and a guy that blitzes through different, you know, interior gaps. So he's done a little bit of everything from Georgia, which is why I think that a lot of teams, whether you are a 4-man or a 3-man front, really do like Jalen Walker a lot. Like the Carolina Panthers, I think, are a team at, I think, pick 8 that are going to be a really interesting one for Jalen Walker, kind of a guy he's kind of a different version of like what they had with Frankie Louvu, who's now with the Washington Commanders a couple years ago, kind of a really versatile blitz aggressive style second-level defender. So I think that he is – Some will negatively coin him as a little bit of a tweener, but I think he's actually a guy that kind of just has strengths in so many different areas that in the modern NFL that is trying to manipulate defenders and get him in bad spots, he's a versatile player that even if you get him into a bad spot, he can still make a play because obviously he's a tremendous player.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ryan, I think we've talked to you about like the Saints at pick 9 and how when you have so many needs like the Saints do, they just kind of got to go best player available. And so regardless of position, you just got to get the best guy to add to your team. And I want to get your thoughts on Malachi Starks because Mike and I have projected offensive players to the Saints at pick 9. It's a very deep defensive line class, so you can get a defensive lineman in the second round or day 2 just in general. But I want to get your thoughts specifically on Malachi Starks because when a lot of the times when you see a safety pit like kind of mocked in the top 15, top half of the draft, people kind of raise their eyebrow at this point. But, you know, he's a very talented piece from Georgia that I think is on a lot of people's big boards very, very high.
He is. And I think the negative that some guys run into a little bit, a perceived negative, is when you know a player for so long, and we had this with like Kyle Hamilton a couple years ago, and every single year you have a player like this, where you've known, like freshman year, you could see that Malachi Starks was going to be a dude. Like it was very easy to see. So when he's been on the radar for so long, people get a little bored, right? Like analysis paralysis is what we call it. Like they just kind of like undervalue players that have just kind of been a really good player for so long. And then obviously holding against him as well is that he plays a position that is being semi-undervalued on the NFL level, right? Like I think that Kyle Hamilton was the best player in the draft overall a couple years ago, and he only went 14th overall. And we see safeties slide all the time. So I think if they draft him at pick 9, I think it's a great pick. I still think that he is a top 5 player in this class that is being undervalued just because we've known who he is since he's a freshman, and he plays a position that people don't perceive to really love that early in the round. But that kid has special range in the back end. He could also play in the slot if you need him to in man coverage. He can come down, and he's not like a punishing tackler, but he also just doesn't really miss tackles either, right? So, like, he can do a little bit of everything, play the slot, play from the roof. I think he's one of the better football players in this class that people are kind of underrating a little bit.
Ryan, when you look at this class, it's really deep at the running back position. And, you know, we know the guys at the top with Ginty. And then, you know, how you feel about Hampton or the two running backs from Ohio State. But give me a guy in the third, maybe a couple guys in the third and fourth rounds that you're keeping an eye on. Because we've seen that area of the draft really hit big in the National Football League. And even beyond that, with Kyren Williams, a guy you know a lot about too, that you think will be picked in maybe late in day 2 or very early in the third day.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys I can mention, honestly. Like you said, this is like an embarrassment of riches at running back. But my favorite running back in this class, not a guy, again, that I don't think is the best, but the best value, I think, which is perfect for this question. I love DJ Giddens out of Kansas State. Like, that's my guy this year. He's a little over 6 foot, like 6 foot and 1/8. He's 216 pounds, at least he was before the season, verified by scouts. He doesn't have the greatest long speed in the world. Like, that's going to be the negative on him. But, like, short area explosiveness, making guys miss in the hole, creating second effort runs, like, he has a lot of great traits as an early down ball carrier. I like DJ Giddens a whole lot. I think another guy that's been undervalued is Devin Neal out of Kansas. Now, he went down to to Mobile, and I think he'd had a really solid Senior Bowl week. But I think he honestly put on a little bit too much weight. He was, like, 212-ish for scouts before the season, but then last spring, he was playing at the Senior Bowl. I think he went in at 220 pounds. So I would actually like him to lose a little bit of weight because what he does really well for me is he makes guys miss in a phone booth. Like, he is really good in space, catches the ball solidly. He doesn't have an elite level trait, which is why he'll probably be available somewhere in the third to fifth round, like somewhere in that ballpark. But for me, if he lands in the right system, if you told me that Devin Neal is a 1,000-yard rusher in a season within the next 2 to 3 years, I would not be shocked at all about that.
Last one for you, Savion Jones. I saw him. Savion was a guy that played his high school football right up the road from where I live. When he came to LSU, his second number was a 2. He was 220-something. I mean, but, man, he could play basketball, too. He had great leaping skills, and then he got big. Coach Jenkins kicked him inside only because he needed interior players, and then they kicked him back out last year. And I thought he had a really solid year across the board, playing the run and also getting pressure. You watch him at the Senior Bowl, man, and I think he really stood out there in his hustle and his football instincts. But your thoughts on Savion?
I think both the LSU defensive ends have been a little bit underrated in this process so far. I like Braden Swinson, the other one. He's a really good player. I think Savion is, like, if you say a guy that is a 4-3 hand-in-the-dirt defensive end that could also reduce down and play in some three-man fronts at times, like, that's what it looks like, right? Like, this dude is 6'5". He's got long arms. He's a very densely built kid. I don't think he's great in terms of, like, looseness, outside track ability as an outside rusher, but as a guy that can play the run and then you can maybe move him into sub at times and let him rush from the interior, that's a day three value at that point, right? So I think some people are going to undervalue him a little bit just because it is a pretty deep edge class this year. It really is, and he doesn't really have kind of just, again, that bend flexibility that we really like on the edge. But to your point, that kid is physical. He's really aggressive, and I think that he did turn it on. Like, you saw it, like, the previous year, like, in spurts, whether he was playing inside and out a little bit, but, like, you really saw him kind of take a step forward, and he's a guy that I think is still starting to tap in a little bit. Like, I mean, Swinson's the same way. Like, I think him and Braden Swinson are kind of a little bit of late risers in their career, and I think their best ball can be ahead of them, and they can be tremendous values wherever they end up being selected.
I'll put it to you this way, Ryan. If I'd have told them, the coaching staff at LSU, of the numbers Braden Swinson put up last year, I wouldn't have got a one hand up in the air. He was as big a shock to anyone on that staff and also people watching. He really hadn't stood out at all. Then all of a sudden, we start to see this guy emerge as a real terror as a pass rusher. And whatever clicked in him, it happened. And we saw him develop into a really good college player last season. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Ryan Roberts does a great job for A to Z Sports covering college, the NFL, and also the NFL Combine.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.